Good morning. This is an audio morning brief of the U.S. stock market. It's May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. It is 9:04 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Rich Possum for Critical Point. We will try to do the weekly update in the stock market this morning. We're processing the grains update. And if we don't get it done, we'll get it done sometime today. The way we're looking at this new schedule, we're just saying anytime on Thursday, we get the weekly updates. If we run into issues, it'll be Friday. And heaven forbid if we have to delay it to weekend, but we do want to allow for technical difficulties and shocking news and whatever. Any rate, where are we in the stock market? Very pleased yesterday of how the critical point worked for a projection tool. It pretty much forecast yesterday's high, but it was the lowest upside objective, minimum upside objective. There may have been some coincidence. Maybe the indicator wasn't as smart as I think it was, in the sense that was also the high of two other days here a few days ago. It's the high around that 4,300 gap for the cash S&P and also the highs for the futures. So it may be that people were just looking at that high and said, I don't want to pay any higher than this. We filled the gap. What if someone comes in and sells it? Maybe I ought to hold off if I want to buy more and buy some kind of little setback. Wait and see, is it possible they erase this entire run-up? So I think it's that kind of psychology going on here. And the fact is, as far as I'm concerned, they filled the gap. So yes, they could now sell this. They may sell it all the way back down. I doubt it. I think there's a little more upside than this. I think we're in a level 3 uptrend. I think the low of this week was a bottom. There was some kind of level 3 buy signal in here this week. And the trend is now up. I don't think it's going to top to next week. I think they're going to put it higher tomorrow. I think they can put it higher Monday, Tuesday. Then we have to watch out next week on Wednesday. We're going to get the CPI inflation report. And that may extend that trend higher into Thursday, Friday, and then all over. It may end that trend that day. We may even learn the trend ended ahead of that day, ahead of that report. We don't know yet. We'll see when we get into next week. Okay? And it is possible, however, that it tops this week and it's down into the report, and then they're going to have to evaluate what does that report mean? What do they want to do? Buy it, sell it, okay? So, but to me, it looks a little unusual to top today for a level 3 top. And it also reminds me, if they pull it back today, some people might even think of it as some kind of triple top, and they normally assume that will be violated, that is going higher still, okay? So anyways, what's going on like a day-to-day basis, inter-week basis? I think there's a possibility to put in a level 4 top. It can pull down into a level 4 bottom today, so today it can be down, at least for a few hours, maybe all day, but I think it'll be back up for level 4 tomorrow. I think that's how it's going to zigzag, okay? Now, there is an alternate scenario suggesting that it'll take a little longer to find a level 4. There's an alternate scenario that's saying this really isn't a level 4 top. They're going to buy this morning and put it up. Then maybe we could see something a little different for tomorrow. There's always mixed type forecasts, and it turned a little flaky on us this week, and it was just because of people concerned how they wanted to trade off that Federal Reserve raising of interest rates, okay? And I will say on an intraday basis, it is overbought, of course, after that big run-up yesterday. And what a fast, powerful, there was a lot of stock bought. But fascinating how it could just stop on a dime on the futures, and they didn't even want to put it up anymore. Well, what if they want to put it up today? Then I would say we want to consider the objectives I've used yesterday are still valid. So it might go to 4,330 and not stop at 4,300. It might go to 4,360 or so. And those are futures, so add guessing 5 points to that if you want to calculate a cash price. So there is a chance that, I'm just wondering, if it's going higher next week, I'm wondering if it isn't going to try to get to 4,350 on up to 4,400 even, okay? Then they might get nervous over that inflation report and sell it. So my guess is it won't go any lower than 4,200. But I think looking out to next week, I want to leave the door open to head towards 4,400. Hopefully that gives you some gauge of what's going on here for the S&P 500. And I think the NASDAQ will do fairly well being in line with that, even though they might get concerned over these rising interest rates. So what about the interest rate model and what's going on? Whoops, I'm on the wrong thing here. So what I want is the futures. Here we go. And on the futures, what we've got is that it's probably top for level three. Might be wrong. It ought to kind of ease back into a level three bottom next week. But as I look out for the rest of this month, I think we'll probably still see higher interest rates. I think they got to move them up towards that 3.2%. If it can just do it slowly, I don't think the stock market will get nervous over the higher interest rates. I think they're pleased to have seen the Fed follow through and raise it. They're pleased that we're doing this battle on inflation. Now, next week, they want to see, is there any evidence the battle on inflation is working? And if there isn't, it could really discourage them, okay? They're going to want to see the June inflation report. They're going to want to see the July inflation report. I think by August or later, they'll probably have the evidence they want and feel more comfortable of what's going on in inflation, okay? All right, so how about some of the other markets? We've already known what I did on the dollar. I'm calling long-term top. I may have to call it again in the next couple of weeks. I may find I have to call it again several months from now. I can be that wrong, okay? But it's something to consider here. Bitcoin, I told you I thought would probably be friendly, more optimistic and moving higher if the stock market moved higher. Well, it is, okay? It's hanging in there. It's off a little bit right now on my chart, but it is oversold. I think it can work higher. I think probably the stock market's going to try to be stable at least, okay? In the crude oil market, we told you that it ought to be going down in the next few weeks. We're a little concerned. The heating oil and gasoline market are just too hot right now. We're now saying the oil market bottomed for level two, last week, the earliest allowed. No more are we forecasting down for the rest of this month. Crude oil is going to be dragged higher by heating oil, gasoline. We don't think it'll be more bullish than heating oil, gasoline. We think crude oil will probably try to run over to about the 110, 116 mark. That may bother the stock market. It may give us some problems here, okay? So we want to watch out for that. In the gold market, basically, where are we at here? If I can get the chart up fast enough, computer's running slow. It's trying to turn around this week. It's not a true positive reversal unless you're looking at the candle charts that uses as an open price, and then it's a positive reversal. Momentum is still negative. We think the gold market ought to go down over the next few weeks, but if oil is moving higher, maybe interest rates aren't too high, maybe the gold can recover here a little bit. It may be difficult to pull gold down into that bottom over the next few weeks, but we don't see a lot of upside in the gold market, and we don't see much going on today. But that was a nice reversal higher for this week, or not higher, but turning around. Nice recovery, okay? All right, to get back to the stock market, just in case for those of you who don't want to watch the weekly update today, the SSO fund filled that gap that related to the 40-20 gap in the futures. The futures didn't, and cash market S&P 500 did not do that. So we don't know. Is there going to be lower prices later this month? And we'll discuss that in the weekly update. All I can tell you is that, yes, we understand the pullback this morning, but we think it's probably going higher. And if we get a gap lower for the S&P 500 cash for the day session, it's probably going to blip up somehow, in some way, a little bit later. I think not only would I eye a move to 4350 to 4400, but consider the 200-day average near 4370 for the futures. Consider they may pull it back to the 5-day average, which is interesting enough, is around 4200 at some point too. So I don't think this is a runaway bull move, because we still have to get the NASDAQ to bottom later this month. And that could still cause problems for us in the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones. But right at the moment, we're thinking we're looking at a good probability, not extremely high probability, but a good probability. We just seen the low of the year for the S&P 500. We could be wrong, and we'll explain that in a weekly update. I want to try to be friendly into June now, realizing the NASDAQ is probably not on board with us yet. There may be some issues in the next couple of weeks, but the NASDAQ could be even bottom at a slightly higher price than the low of this week. It just would be more sluggish and hold the S&P 500 back. Any rate, I like what happened yesterday off of that Fed Reserve moment. I think it was good demand. There may be some backfilling. They may change their minds, sell it all again on us here. But I think we're trying our best to forge some kind of bottom this month that might be the low of the year, up into June, down into July, that may be lower still, but after that, up into the end of the year, up next year, and we'll explain that in a weekly update. So for this morning, I think this is nothing more than a little pullback before going higher in the next few days for the U.S. stock market. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Thank you.